Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.
Now, y'all know I ain't ready. It's one of those mornings, so what happens when I'm not ready? We listen to the opening again. Yes, we do, and it's about to happen. Yes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.
I'm laughing because now I have no excuse for not being ready. See, I gotta do the show. I can't play this song again, right? I might. I don't know. Anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I sound a little bit like a man. I'm sick again, and I'm glad that Mary's on the line because I'm going to let her talk. Here's what you need to do when you're sick. Blah, 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 blah. But I am horribly sick. I have what I think. I guess a strep throat or something. It just hurts. Just the whole body hurts. And I finally got up early this morning, but this is why I'm late, everyone. I got up at 8 o'clock this morning to go to the store to get just some medicine, right, so I could be prepared for the show. Never ask your mama what she need at the store if you in a rush. Half and half, paper towels. I'm like, well, Mom, the paper towels and toilet paper are coming later today. I ordered them through Amazon. Oh, no, we need them right now because we sure. By the time I got back home, you guys, it was 8:29, bought some stuff to make mimosas. I'm figuring this, you know, hey, it's Sunday, right? I need my alcohol every day, my wine at least. But the wine was hurting my throat, so I thought mimosas would do better. I didn't have time, so I just have a little bit of wine. That's so bad. But I really, really, because I've been so sick, wanted something to drink. It just didn't happen. Oh, I did. Mom did toast my bread, though. So I do have some bread here. So I'm trying to get it together. My throat hurts. I do have an appointment with the doctor, Mary. Oh, she's already on it. I know. I might as well let her in because my throat's going to be killing me. Okay, let me let the white girl tell me what I need to do. What?
Good morning.
Okay, first
Mary.
Of all, good morning. Second of all, let's get right to it.
The white girl.
Let the alcohol go until you feel better, Cheryl. Mimosas are not going to help your throat feel any better than what it feels right now.
I was thinking the orange juice part of it. The orange juice.
Oh, boy. Yes, anything to get in some alcohol.
That's right.
Wow.
Or, you know what? A hot toddy. No, I know what you were saying. It
now,
really started a couple
toddy,
days ago.
Toddy, if you go get some rock and rye, it's called rock and rye whiskey.
See?
And make yourself a hot toddy with that. Go to sleep, and you will sweat everything in your body out. I promise you, when you wake up, you will
okay.
be in a pool of sweat, right. And you'll be all better.
Okay, I will definitely do that because I have to go back out because I forgot 90% of what I needed. But answer me this. What is it? Tickle me this. Or what is it? Something. There's something
riddle,
you say there.
Riddle,
but how come?
Riddle. It's riddle me this.
I'm not feeling wherever I am today. Okay, wait. Riddle me this. How come I can use whiskey and I can't use champagne? Are you there?
Because the champagne is not going to do the same. It's not going to make you sweat out the sickness like the whiskey will.
Okay.
You're not going to want to put champagne in hot tea.
No, I was saying the difference between my mimosa. I know about hot toddies. I didn't know. I would always make hot toddies with wine, so I'm glad you told me whiskey. Anyway, just let me – you just hold tight. You can mute yourself or I can put you on mute, you know, because I want to talk to everyone. But I knew – you did tell everyone that you usually say, and the castor oil, put it on, drink it. Am I supposed to do that too again?
You should be putting onions in your sock.
Oh, Lord
Jesus. You should be getting honey and organic honey and organic onions and making yourself some homemade cough syrup.
Okay, stop. We'll continue that later. Who the hell gets organic onions? Stay right there. Are you going to mute or are you going to – I know.
I will mute myself. I will mute myself.
We're definitely coming back to this because it's hard to talk for an hour with the way I'm feeling. I mean, at some point, it just my mouth, everything just stops. Can you imagine people who know I talk all day long to myself or to others? Okay.
Right.
So today, a friend of mine, and she says, "What's your topic today?" I'm like. Okay, but I do have notes here, so there's a couple things that I'm going to hopefully cover. We have a family group text chat thingy, and recently we've been getting people have been sharing information about grams and we have all the grandmas, all the grandpas, great grandmas, our history, and cool. Because our families mix with a lot of different colors, races, attitudes, and purpose, right? I just got to throw that on there. But one of the things that I found out just very recently through Aunt Joanne, and I might be misquoting it, was Grandma, Aunt Joanne's mom, Grandma Shirley, greatness begets greatness. Ah! Okay. Grandma Shirley literally had to go, I think, outside of Sioux City, Iowa to work. She had to go to Des Moines, Iowa. And Grandpa Joe was in the military, high up in the military, because Grandpa Joe is, I tell you, white, but he has a little bit of black in him. Don't get mad, Baker family, I'm just saying. Anyway, as a result, Mimi, which is my great-grandma, Mimi, took care of my mom and my aunt Joanne and my Uncle Kenny. And why is that important? Sometimes you wonder how our families kind of come together or how Mimi lived with Grandma Shirley until my grandma died. But you kind of figure, how did this happen? The sacrifices our grandparents make. Or just all the straight up, you can't work in Sioux City, Iowa. You got to go over there to Des Moines to eat, and you have three kids. And then Mimi to say, well, I'll just come take care of the kids. I mean, you have to understand, like, when you think about strong black women from our family, it came from, in my opinion, just having to do so. Just like I said, Grandpa Joe was in the military, and Grandma had to do what she had to do. Now, I don't know how military monies come through. I know none of that. But I have known that the strongest people that I take after, Mimi, Grandma, my mom, Aunt Joanne, but me and Aunt Joanne, they be messing with us. I don't know. The world be fucking with me and Aunt Joanne. But anyway, Aunt Joanne and every cousin that's female. I mean, just because we can just knock the shit out. Now, for the men in our family, you're like, oh, what about us? Okay, you guys, we got you too. and you, the males in our family, the men. I hate to be honest as I think about it, because my brother, you know, JJ, all the men, Lee J, you know, the grandparents spoil and great grandparents spoiled the shit out of the men. Really did. And how could you not? We are so fine. Good. And as a result, sometimes when I think about the family, even with Jay, I mean, I had to realize Jay was not just my brother. He was an individual man. Because when I looked up, I'm like, that nigga does a lot. He does a lot of this. He takes care of his family, takes care of mom, takes care of dad. I'm like, damn. And that's what I think about when I think about the men in our family. They may not have a big mouth like me or be able, they might be. I know, I think a Cotter can cook his ass off. I think Curtis can too. I think everyone can. But what I'm trying to say is I've been so into what it has taken for me to stand tall and to make sure my son was fed or whatever I'm doing, that when I think about the male cousins in my family, except honestly Lee J, because Lee J was in our life when I was at an age where I just would be like, oh, when it comes to Lee J. I've seen Lee J does everything. He's the smartest man in the whole world. I appreciate him. It's just all stupid when it comes to Lee J. That's one person who I believe can do all things anytime, anyway, and just knocks it up. But when I think of my cousins, Curtis and Cotter, or the Bakers, the Kinneys, you know, I've never seen them work, it looked like. Because first of all, they're fun. When I was around, they'd just be sitting cool. Like, if they were gangsters, well, I got a few gangsters there too, Kinney. I'm talking about all my first cousins, okay, you guys? Just putting out there. Can't remember all the names because brain ain't working today. But when I think of it, they were always just there. And now it's coming to me. They were always cooking, laughing, making sure we were fed. Don't let somebody mess with me. Don't let nobody mess with our family. It was going to be on and cracker-lacking. So what am I saying? Every week I get on the show and I have to learn something new. Just because you're my cousin does not mean you're not an individual. So I'm going to have to go back to all my family, and as I've already done with Bonnie. Okay, do I need to go through that story again? I will. Y'all know about the pots and all that shit, just cooking like I've never seen before. Just fell in love with my cousin. That's just like sick, right? I know that's why she got like menses, because she can cook her ass off and she's beautiful and she's smart. She just does all the damn things. That's the same for Ansa. I don't usually give Ansa as much credit on the show. And that's just my fault, because Ansa makes me laugh. She's the smartest person I ever met. We'll talk about Ansa. We'll talk about the females all next week, because I want to give some shout out. And I have to say my Anna, most beautiful cousin in the world, that bestowed upon all the ladies and the family, the young girls. I mean, for me, beauty. Just be beautiful. And really, I mean, honestly, Anna would be like, what are you peasants doing? No, not like that. But she would just be beautiful. Always make sure you're beautiful and wear red when red is necessary. So just putting that all back together, when you're getting, you know, stuff about your family, it helps you say, oh, wait a minute. Wait, wow, our parents did a lot. We're so quick to say what our parents didn't do that we forget what they sacrificed just to do what they were able to do, right? And that's amazing. Because recently, a little while ago, little Quan told me, you didn't spend enough time with me when I was little. Well, I wouldn't change that, because what I gave him is more than just time. I gave him sense of strength. I gave him the ability to think on his own, be his own person. I made sure he did not suffer with the insecurities that I have suffered with and I still work with. I told him he was second to Jesus, if not first to God or whatever. I told him he could do anything he wanted to do. I think I said that. But I also took him to environments that proved that. I took him to law school with me. I did all that I could possibly do. Now, if I had to change that regarding time, no. Because the time, he, as his baby's coming in September, he'll understand the meaning of time and love, commitment, dedication to children, because he'll have one. So I'll let him believe he didn't get enough time. So if his greatness is based on a not enough time, could you imagine? I would have, according to him, if he got more time, he'd be the president of the United States. Just joking. But, you know, so sometimes we get so caught up with what we want, we forget about what has been sacrificed for us to be here today. And I want us not to do that. Let's try not to do that. And again, every time I think about the Favors or the Bakers, I think of them, as those are my cousins, as a unit, the family unit, instead of the individualism. So I think what I'm going to do, and I would pose this to all our family members, get to honestly know a family member. I mean, we know the bads and the goods. I mean, how many people know how fucking smart Aunt is when it comes to every goddamn thing, but she'll laugh it off? Or how my cousin Yvonne Bonnie is probably the smartest person in the world who has to now step into her professionalism because her tiptoe ain't working. She got to go. She has to do it. She is probably up there. Well, we're all pretty smart. But she hasn't even stepped into her ability. We're not letting that happen. So going back to that, I just wanted to say family stories are amazing. Get to know me. I mean, at least I do the radio show and you can kind of go, okay, I know what Shirley's thinking or doing that day or whatever. You know, you can have your own Blog Talk radio show, by the way. And you can do your own shows and make them private. Mary has she has a show. Not that she makes it private. She's just busy and she doesn't do it often, but you can do that. And so what it becomes is a verbal journal in a sense. It's really kind of cool because, you know, as they say, you know, we're not here forever, but our words may last. Words can last longer. And this is kind of nice that you guys can tell your kids, oh, listen to Auntie Shirley. She was this and that, but she told stories. Because sometimes when I hear stories, I'm so proud. I'm even proud of the bad stuff we are, because we gangsters too. But I've never seen such a beautiful, intelligent gangster family. it's incredible. So I'm very, 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 very proud of everyone in my family, extended family. Now my second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin. If y'all came from us, you're pretty great. But let's get to know each other now, okay? I know I'm helping with. I think we might be doing a family reunion or something to that effect, and I'm really going to be more of the second and third generation to get up and tell us who they are and let them start their legacy. Okay, that was important to me. Okay, how am I doing, Mary? How am I? Okay, am I sounding extremely tired?
Your wig is still on. You're doing good.
The woman's talking about, she's being interviewed and she's talking about God and how God has all things for her, and her wig falls off. You guys have to see it. It's so funny. It's old, but it's really, really funny. You have to definitely see it. Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about is something that I have been working with. I told you guys I have a professional coach, Chandra Webb. I have to get the name of her company, if you guys want the telephone number or email or something, because she is amazing. And I never thought getting a professional coach was even, what the hell is that? Oh, my God, you guys, it is amazing. God, you know, you get to live. You know, we all have been going through just living, distress and just whatever. I don't know how to explain everyone else right now when it comes to what they've been going through. But what I've been going through has been like, oh, it's not bad. But most of my life, I've just been running. You know, is it flight in something? Mary knows. It's like protective mode. I've been surviving.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. There you go. Fight or flight. There you go. Thank you very much. And even my coach is like, you pretty good. You strong as hell. If this is where you've gotten and all you've been doing was either fighting or flighting, right? Is that right, Mary? Okay. and you've been really good. But how about the day when you don't have to do that? What does that mean? No. How about the day when you can put all everything down and just be in that moment? Can you imagine how what you would be if 100% of you was in the moment? In relationships and friendships and workships and familyships. The first time I was in the moment with no excuses, no anything, just me, which is, damn, I don't know if that's scary or not, but for me it was like, whoa, because I'm cool when I'm real with real, you know what I'm saying? Only because I was able to walk into a boss and say, I made a mistake, how can I keep a job? More importantly, what I didn't add last week was I was okay if he would have said no. Because it wasn't the job. It wasn't even him. It was that ego. That ego that was always trying to protect me, yet not protect me, all these things going on. And I was able to quiet it down just for a moment. If we all just take 1 second, I know this is not no kumbaya yum yum show, but if you take just 1 moment, close your eyes and just be still. You can't do it for 60 seconds. I don't know who the fuck said we can do that in this world, but if you just did it for a second, just 2 seconds, and just feel that weight lifted. Don't worry. Second three, it'll be back. That's what it's like when you have a professional coach. She's not there trying to figure out how you got to her. In my case, she's there to figure out where you want to go and not you're here. I have a psychiatrist too. In fact, the other day I spoke to my psychiatrist and my life coach. I did. It's very funny because I could see the difference. My psychiatrist of where you are, how are you handling this, blah, 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 blah. If you have that small office you don't like, we can review a note. We can do whatever. We don't want your mentals to get, you know, disturbed. And the life coach was very, that wasn't her stick when I spoke to her about my mental state when it came to office. She didn't give two fucks and a donut about that. She didn't pull up the past to figure out where I am today. She starts off with, how are you doing? And when you can't tell, you know, your life coach how you're doing, that's the beginning of your learning. How are we doing? As I'm even talking about it right now, I mean, I'm like, how am I doing? To be honest, I've been fighting this cold, and I really want to cry today. This cold's been going on since Thursday. And I'll be honest, I got hit on a Tuesday with some of the most difficult assignments that I've ever had in my life. And maybe this is my body saying, well, you can't do it. One thing about having a professional coach compared to a psychiatrist, because if I call my psychiatrist, well, you want some anxiety pills? Oh, no, not this week. That don't really work. Okay, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Don't drink. Pray. A life coach would say, if I needed her, she's probably listening to you like the last show, journal. I've been not wanting to journal, but if I don't journal, you know, she's in L.A. She's going to come to the Valley and whoop on me. But Let's be real with it for the moment. I swear to you guys, I was in a meeting and I got assigned these assignments. I mean, I'm one of the toughest cases in the world. I mean, two or three attorneys have left behind this file. And I got things that are due on the 19th. Heavy things. It's like writing a thesis on three different motions. And motion writing is not my forte. I've always ran from motion writing. I always tried to settle things so that I didn't like writing motions. That was bullshit. Well, that has all gone to shit because I've had to do a lot of writing. And writing for me, it can be tough if I don't know the whole story. And this case has so many moving parts, I can't figure it out. Neither can many. So Thursday, my throat started getting, you know, a little. I just remember, well, let's go back Wednesday, in this meeting, everyone's staring at Shirley, you're going to get this, and we're going to do an appeal, reconsideration, motion of termination, sanctions, and all I'm doing is like almost laughing inside. I'm like, this nigga, and I work, you know, with a black attorney. This my head nigga is crazy. Sorry. And then Thursday, the little tickle came in, and then Friday, I was out of it, but I did work. At the end of Friday, something began to, I don't know, maybe I was so sick. I started reading these motions that I have to oppose. And as I read these difficult motion, it became clear to me that there was a way we might be able to, you know, not have to oppose this one. That's what my boss was looking for. My insight. Not necessarily my writing skills up yet, but you best believe I better come up with something pretty great. But my insight. Not going in trying to attack this fucking defense attorney that has fucked us all up on this case. I mean, we paid out $20,000+ in sanctions. It's the worst situation ever in God's heaven. But he was looking for a way. Okay, we got these two motions. What can we do? So I put a phone call into defense counsel on one of the motions. And the other motion, it's like, you want to terminate this complaint because our client won't give you her telephone number? I'm about to fuck with him real good on that motion. But I think it maybe could have been because of the professional coaching or just me growing up or living in the moment. I don't know. The old me would have said, I quit this firm. It's too hard, which is hard. I'm not going to lie. It's the hardest shit I ever done. But having a professional or life coach is imperative. It is so, it's amazing. It's different than a psychiatrist, like I said. So when I got these motions, I do remember talking to my coach, Rhonda, but I don't think I got him that day or whatever. And we have a schedule. We have a meeting coming up. So I'll talk to her. But more importantly, I was comfortable with getting the fuck out of there. I'm going to be honest, you guys. I've never seen anything so hard in my life. But this coaching has taught me I have to stand if I want to feel, if I want to be in today in the moment. Give yourself an opportunity to feel the fear. It is so scary. That don't mean by the 19th I'm going to have anything super great, but I will have something. And normally when I'm under that kind of pressure, I will work out of wit's end, and it will still get done. But this time it's going to get done differently. It's going to get done with me not fearing or fighting or running or bitching. It's going to get done through tears. Because for the first time, I am facing me. I am doing emotion not because it's a fuck you and I'm going to do it. I'm doing it because I know what I'm doing or I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to do a lot of crying. I know a lot of attorneys who cry. Be like, oh, you don't cry. Yeah, you cry. Because one of the greatest things that you have to do in this field is if you don't give it 100%, people's lives can be ruined. And I'm not one that wants that to happen. A lot of attorneys probably work that way. That's not me. So I'm going to give you my coach's information in a minute, but I just want to stress, especially because we are black, or the white girl's on the phone. I love you, Mary. She black too, don't you worry. But just because we carry so much, we've been told to survive. Well, we've had no choice, and we've done a great job. We haven't talked about psychiatrists and psychologists and all that because that's just not what we do, they say. So let's just simply say, well, then let's go to a life coach. Oh, I know what that means. I didn't know what it was either. It took me a long time to get to her. She knew I was coming. You have to get out of your own way, family. this is to my family, especially the ones I know that are stuck. We got a lot of stuff. We're intelligent. We're beautiful. Oh, that's me. We intelligent, beautiful. We got all that shit. And no one even can fathom the pain that we suffer with only because we're stuck. We did everything our parents told us to do, get a job, do this. There's a couple, some of us didn't, but most of us did. Wouldn't it be nice if we all just were able to experience that moment that we didn't have or deal with the heaviness? We were just in the moment. And the heaviness just for that moment lifts. I told you I was going to cry. I didn't know why. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I this show, Looking for My Give a Fuck, is about me looking for what I forgot about. It's about me with who I am. It's about me sharing with everyone. Come on, let's go on this ride. Get off where you need to, but find what makes you give a fuck. Makes you feel a fuck. I like to use that too. Make you feel a fuck. Okay, I'm gonna give you my life coach. I call her my professional coach. She's just my coach. She's the most. You know what? I shouldn't give y'all her number because she's already busy. And she's the type everyone wants her for themselves. I think she's running out of 24-hour slots. It's, so you have to do it. Even if it's just one, it's very reasonable, mind you. It is Recovery Rocks Counseling. Recovery, O-V-E-R-Y, Rocks, R-O-C-K-S, Counseling. I sound like I was in the spelling bee right there. Do y'all hear that? R-O-C-K-S. I told you I got issues. And her website is recovery-rocks.com. So it's, again, recovery-rocks.com. I'll put it also on our family, whatever this thing is, text thing. And I guess family, there's one family member that has, I'll be honest, I'm already paying for her sessions because I need to see my favorite cousin in the whole world hit the height of her greatness. She deserves it. And can you imagine I'm working with, you don't think I'm hot now. What? Dun, 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 dun. No. I probably won't be any different on the outside because I've been faking it all this time. I mean, not faking it. The real outside is the real outside because I haven't had to deal with the inside. But I think with the inside and the outside matching, oh, what you going to do? I'm glad Jay King's not listening because he would say the sound effects are fucked up. Anyway, it's so important that I say that. I even recommend it to my mom. What? Mothers, you know, 80, you know, when they get up there, they don't want to know their age. Because no matter how old you are, there's always that secret inside of what you wanted to do or how you felt. Please, you guys, find someone to share that with because our lives are worth more than just a breath. Our lives are worth feeling breath within ourselves. I swear it is. I swear. And if it isn't, well, then I'm just going to go to hell in a handbasket with two donuts. Why can't people, I know that white folks go through it too, but Mary can talk about her white people, but sorry for all those. We're not racist. Mary, I love Mary. Okay. But we need it, family. Every one of us needs to step into our greatness because we must hand it down to our children, our grandchildren. I've started it. Quan believes he is, you know, ta-da, and he's supposed to. We're going to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. He may be mad at me for life, but I'll be goddamn. I will sacrifice him being mad because I didn't get to be with him 24 hours a day. By the way, you guys, he was never without somebody, okay? Whatever. And he has that right to be upset. I can't take that back, and I will not take that back. I've apologized. He can sit there and be mad with his mouth poked out all the time. Well, nigga, you ride on my unavailability success. So you know what? That one right there, I will take. Thing in my life that I know I would not change. I gave my son everything I did not have. I spoke on it. I wished upon it. I walked as if. But I didn't give him the fear that it wasn't there. See, I knew it was there, but I didn't know I was really, really entitled to it. He didn't even know there was a difference. That is what we need to leave our friends, our children, people in the streets with. Because at the same token, I got to go and speak to a counselor because I was scared. Okay. I sacrificed my insecurities to lift up, to not share it with him. You know, they say passing on the curses of the family. I don't know if anything's a curse. If you're born there, you're not cursed, you're born. I remember not too long ago, there was a situation where I was talking to mother and we had to have this real thing. This, you know, real conversation like. And I was like, well, you know, mom, I got to talk to you about a couple things. And it didn't go well. And if you guys know Maxine, it didn't go well at all. And then I called a friend. This is before I had my counselor. And my friend said, sometimes they just don't know. How many of us looked at our parents like we're so fudging mad at them? Why? When they don't even know what they're doing to others. They don't even know that they've picked up things from others. And all they're doing is not really who they are. It's what they know. We had a breakthrough. There were no words. It was to surely learn to live your life. And Lord, you would think that was great, but I've taken 90% of her stuff with me. So it gets really, really complicated, amazing, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. There is someone who is on the line. Their last four digits is 6606. I don't exactly know this person in, but their hand's up. So I'm going to go ahead and open the mic and let us all together figure out who this is. This is kind of cool. Hold on one moment. I think it's working in a second. Hi, welcome to the show. What is your name?
My name's Joe.
Joe? Okay, great. Do you have a comment or you have your hand up? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I saw your description page, so I wanted to know if you ever found it.
Good question. No. It's nothing really to find. It's something to always look for. It's an everyday quest. It's looking for something that makes you want to be alive, that makes you want to learn more. I got this concept through COVID. You know, it's like, wait, what makes me happy? I mean, all day long, I'd wake up and go to work and do this, do that. You know, but it was like looking for my gift book, looking for my purpose, looking for my filters, looking for myself.
You know that yet?
It's a
I know you're doing a bit of a comedy bit, but I asked you if you haven't found it yet, because I know you're doing a bit of a comedy, but if you're going to be combining comedy with philosophy, I would think that by now you probably would be on the road to a to finding your happiness, to finding your epiphany, certainly by now. You've had all the time. Mm. Everybody's had the time since COVID first appeared. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you found a purpose. You get up in the morning and you're not doing something for nothing. You've a child. So you do have a purpose.
Oh, yes. I definitely do have a purpose. This is not about purposefulness. This is just about, again, one day I was like, what makes me want to get up and just do the damn thing? And it's not about just finding it. It's about understanding. It's about being of it. It's not a thing. It's a way of life. It's appreciation of the moments. Of course I found Looking for My Give a Fuck. I mean, my son is having a baby. That's amazing. It's the little things that I didn't give a fuck about. It's the little things that I didn't give a fuck about that I know now are bigger than I thought, and I'm appreciating them. So it's just my
journey. It sounds
journey.
Like you are on your way then. Appreciation is something that's very helpful. Gratitude for life, gratitude for the little things. Especially if you're sick, and then you recover. And when you do recover, then you're even more grateful.
Exactly. And that's what my show is about. It's my journey, and it's a continuum. And every day, even with you calling in, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Like, did you find it? It's there. Life is amazing. I'm glad there's people like you that can see what I couldn't see initially for a while. So I appreciate you calling. I'm going to have to hang up, but would you like some last words before I continue on with my show? Is there anything else?
No, that's fine. Okay, well, take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, continue listening. Thank you. Bye. Well, there you go. That was my first person that I did not know that called the show and had, you know, what a lot of people have asked me, have you found your journey? This show wasn't built on finding anything. Isn't that nice? But I like the fact that he's like, but did you find it? Are you looking for it? Here's some things you woke up in the morning. Yes. And maybe it's better if I put it this way. A rich person has everything, and that person's not happy. And we're like, why are you not happy? Sometimes they can't describe it. You know, they have Gucci, Bucci, Tucci, Nucci, and have all the people, but their soul is like, I don't know why I'm not happy. Go on a hell of a journey to figure it out. You got to get rid of all the things around you that you believe were supposed to make you happy and find out why you're not. That's why a lot of people go, my understanding, into different countries and help children or sick people so they can get back into their empathy and find soul. So I'm not super rich and I'm not super poor, but I wasn't whole. I wasn't complete. I wasn't living 100% me. And I started this show and I'm on episode 88. So you guys, by episode 9, by episode 100, I will find, I promise you I will find something. That's going to be so funny. But this is about every day finding out something, sharing, and having that spirit inside of you just, even just for a minute. You know, life ain't, I'll give two dams and a donut. Yes, we get up. But life can sometimes just be heavy. And I'm tired as a black woman getting ready to just flee all the time. I'm tired of running from feelings, running from this, running from that. So that means I have to stay in the moment and feel the what's happenings. Find those give a fucks. Remember I told you when I first did this show that when I would drive, when I started with Eckhart Tolle, it says, look for triggers. And I'd be driving, and there'd be traffic, and I'd be so fucking pissed. And a 405, I don't even get on that freeway because it's a trigger for just being pissed. Just anyway. And I would sit there, and then I remember the book and the chapters of the book where it says, you know, be in the moment. Sit there. What are you really mad at? And I realized there was everything in front and back, side, sight, but not the moment. I was able to be in that car with my own radio, with my moment and myself, and I wasn't doing that. That was the beginning of me going, wait a minute, wait, what does this moment of give a fuck, there you go, what's this moment of give a fuck look like? And when you begin to find it, I am emotional about it because I had lost it for so long, and I feel so bad for myself and my soul. okay. Let me cry through the findings. Let me cry through the growth. Let me cry through the shares. Please don't look at this show like, okay, you're looking for something. No. You're appreciating the things that you didn't even know existed. And as the caller said, yes, you know, I know. He goes, you joke about it, you do this, but you are looking for something. Yep. But if I did a whole 60-minute show talking about looking for something, and you know, it would get really, really painful and sad. We got to throw some funny stuff in there, and I'll be the butt of the joke, whatever that's called, I'm doing what I need to do for me and sharing with my family and people I love and people that are listening. That damn it. I always say this: I don't give two fucks in a donut. Don't ask where it came from. I'm a Grandma Shirley's grandchild. She used to make up a lot of things like that. Granny, too. I don't give two fucks in a donut. But guess what I do every Sunday? A show looking for my give a fuck. So it's just a play. It's a play on life. It's a play on and my experiences. It's a play on just what I want to share. This is a good thing. I swear I got to get Lee J. Maybe even Yvonne or Aunt. I got to get a family member to do a show with me. I'm going to put that out there, see what family member wants to do a show. Because I'm going to skip right now to Iran, or Iran, they call it, Iran. And Israel. I just have to do this because they sent missiles over to Iran, over to Israel, right? And the missiles took like 4 or 5 hours. I don't know about y'all. You are not going to say you come to fuck up my house and I'm giving you 4 or 5 hours to do it. What the hell is going on? What is actually going on here? This is when I need people that are much more intelligent than myself to have conversation, because it's politically involvement and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff. But all I was saying is, if someone's coming for me and I got 5 hours, you best believe I'm preparing for you. What's really going on? And the only people that really know that in my family are the geniuses. That's why I would love to have a show, because I would say, you know, we do have a lot of stuff that's going on there. But it starts with, oh, that's going to take 6 hours to get there to bomb you. By that time, shit, the ghetto will be cleaned out. Anyway, I think it's time for everyone to truly start, go back to your world history. Go back to the religious history and just look at what's happening. I don't have a say-so because I'm not religious and I believe in angels, and I don't know if that's going to be enough. But when we look at what's happening, it's a little scary. I remember when a friend of mine who's very, very spiritually correct or something. And this was about 7 years ago. He came into my life and he told me about how the world was going to go. And so my attitude was, well, then why the fuck were you working so hard if it's just going to, and you know, it's not going to work or whatever the case may be. You know, I was a smart ass, but I really meant that. And he gave me an interesting response. He says, all I can do is to be the best person I can be during the time on earth, something to that effect. And I said, that's some stupid motherfucking shit. Excuse my language. Not really. But you won't tell me the world's going to come to an end, or I need to go and get a bomb shelter and start planting my food and all that stuff. And then you say, well, you're just going to live your, you know, do the best you can. This is confusing to me. Because, and then the other, prompt of his storytelling, you know, or sharing, or that, you know, we need to share love and care for others. And I'm just like, I'm so confused. Why? I remember. Why? I didn't get it 7 years ago. I barely get it today. I barely get it today. What can we do? What are we doing? as an individual, what can you do times like this? Well, I have to go back to what my friend said. I can be the best person I could possibly be. Do the best I can, prepare the best I can, and share what I can. There's a whole bunch of I's in there. But with this I's, I learned that I need to do the same thing. The difference between our I's is that I am sharing what I think we all need to adjust to the changes in our lives in this world. Can't fight about it. Just got to be the best people we can possibly be. And when you're the best person you can possibly be under any given circumstances, no matter if you're in the government, no matter if you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, your home, it doesn't matter. No matter what, evil can't beat up the best. You know what I mean? Or evil can't, when I'm thinking of the best, I'm thinking of positive. You know, you can't say, the story's like, oh, I need food, God, and then you're in the grocery store and you don't, reach up. No, I don't mean that kind of stuff. But if we give a fuck about the moments we are in, right, and we're the best person we can be in those moments, and we make decisions out of love and care from what we are aware of, it's all love, positive. And although a lot of the forces may be against that, you're doing what you can do. I'll go back to my law firm. Y'all, I just want to beat the hell out of somebody regarding that, these motions I have to do. But what am I learning? No, do the best you can. You'll be pleasantly surprised when you really do the best you can, when you really want to. People in my family, when we do the best we can, we do 200% just by default. Sorry, intelligence and beauty is what it is. But by default, I don't know where I was going to go with that, but I was heading somewhere. Let me go back. So the bottom line is this: the world, as they say, is shifting. I never thought I would be living during this shift from AI to COVID to the World War 400. It's amazing. It's scary. But what am I going to do? Well, like I said, I can do the best that I can do in my field. And like this gentleman said, do the best that you can do. Take care of yourself. And basically not hurt others. Be prepared. I'm like, I am not going to go to one of those things and live under it and eat food and grow my own food. I'm just going to starve. He said, well, just starve. But that's what I'm going to do so that my family will have. Okay. Well, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to do a show. and I'm going to share how to survive through my show, right? I don't know. I'm just joking. Anyway, I want everyone to kind of look at the history of what's going on in the Middle East. You have to understand it because it's real. And we have family members and we have friends that are from different countries. It's going to get a little mixed up. I worked for a law firm with Persians for 6 years. And every time I hear about what's going on there, I remember them bitching about Iran, but they have family there. It's hard. I don't know. However, I have 5 minutes. I'm going to put Mary on, and then my throat is feeling better. Maybe I just need to tell you guys I need to cry. Family, I think there is a Teams meeting regarding our reunion. I'm not sure, but I'm looking forward to being on the call. I might look like a ghost because I'm very sick, but you guys want to understand that. Lee J, I'm going to get a hold of you, see if you want to do a show with me. You have to because you're the most intelligent person in the world. And no, I am not going to argue with you. The rest of my cousins, if you guys want to do a show with me, call me because we are amazing. We have a lot of stuff to share. There's one last thing I did that was really, really nice. I have 4 minutes. So, Mira, I'll bring you in a couple seconds. my brother Dirk, it was his birthday in March 18th, and I took him to the Laker game last week against, I have no idea, the Warriors. I'm not a sports person. And we had box seats, and it was all gravy, and he appreciated it. And I saw him not as my little brother, but someone that really loved the Lakers and really appreciated that. So I'm going to say that there are times when you look at your family members as men or women instead of your sibling. And just, he was just really happy and proud. And we took a friend, his friend, who's the entertainer too. I don't know Robert Delight stuff. So anyway, I know today was a little bit all over the place, but most importantly, I really, really hope people consider a life coach. They're so amazing. If Black people understood the strength of a life coach or a professional coach, we would go so much further. We have to do it. Be an advocate. If they do not want to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, please go to a coach, not someone just sit and talk to you, because we can talk shit day in and day out, a person that hears you. And then I have a workbook, and if I don't come with my workbook and my journal, oh Lord, on Tuesday I better be ready, because she was not happy last week, only because I was. All right, Mary, you need to come back in and tell me real quick in 3 minutes how to get well, and tell everyone about your show if you're going to do your show today. Mary?
Okay, probably no show today. I've just been working so much that I need one day to myself. So, but normally you can catch me right here on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio with Mary Had a Little Cancer. Now, the way that you can get better, the way that you can make yourself some homemade cough syrup is you go get yourself some organic onions, you slice them, you get some organic raw honey, you put the onions in the bottom of a mason jar, you pour the honey in there, use the whole thing, let it sit overnight or even just for a couple of hours, and you'll notice that the honey gets a little more juicy instead of thick because the stuff from the onions seeps into the honey, and then that's what helps soothe your cough. You just take the onions out, drain them out, and then you can keep that in your refrigerator for up to like 6 months or something. And then you just take a tablespoon mm-hmm. at a time.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that some shit white folks do?
No, that's just some shit that herbalist people do, that people that want to do natural things instead of taking over-the-counter medication.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I will tell you some shit that Black folks do, and that is they cut up. What you do is you cut up onions and you put them in your motherfucking socks and you sleep with them overnight.
Oh,
and when you get up in the morning, the onions will be black.
Okay, first of all, I'm not walking around with onions,
out.
But
you
I'm going to call
you.
I have a minute.
You don't have to walk around.
Okay, well, first of all, that sounds disgusting, and I have to go to work with onion feet, but we'll talk about that. I will call you later to maybe all that organic shit, whatever, but I think a mason jar, come on, who has that? Oh, people that have kitchens,
I do.
I guess. There you go. And also, she always told me castor oil. You didn't say that this time. Okay, you guys, I have 46 seconds. Mary, stay on. Again, hey, my show's my show. Enjoy it. Do you, be you, right? Just get a life coach. I have to say that. There was something, I went to work the other day, and I said, everywhere I go, I'm going to make happy. So I'm going to send that out to you guys. Everywhere you go, make happy. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to say it one more time before I say goodbye. Everywhere you go, make happy. Okay, family. Okay, friends. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. No, wait, day, week, year. Hello. I'll see you next week. We're out of here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Sugar Lee Shepherd, your crazy host. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck, you know. Looking for my give a fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.
Hey, how did you get it that when I call you, your face and shit comes up? Because I don't know how to do that on my phone.
FaceTime? You hit the little,
where it says FaceTime? No. Right now, you just called and your face came up. It's a picture of you.
Oh, okay. So in your phone, you put in your contact, like your contact cards for your phone,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a picture on there, and then you can share it with whoever you want. Everybody doesn't have to see it.
Okay.
You have the option to share it.
Okay, great.